What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode, y'all, is going to be about why you should not give a narcissistic person a checklist of forgiveness. Like, if they do something bad to you and they ask you, how do I fix this? You should not give them a checklist on how to fix it or a checklist on your boundaries and things of that nature, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the Self-Love brand. This is my shirt right here. This is Impact Over Intent. Because, you know, impact is important. Intent is cool. Impact is more important. You see what I'm saying? You could have good intentions and end up having a horrible impact on people. So make sure you think about your impact. You could have good intentions, but your impact is important, y'all. Put my mic back on my shirt. And let's keep it pop. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, y'all. So.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why you shouldn't? This, first of all, I got this idea from Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. Check him out. He said this, and I was talking to him one day. He was just mentioning it. He's like, "Yeah, don't give him a checklist because it is." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." So this is my reasoning behind it as well. So Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist, puts out great content. Check him out on all platforms at Raw Motivations, just like that. But yeah, y'all, don't give a narcissist a checklist. You should not give them. It's like you don't want to lead them to your happiness, because if you lead them to your happiness, of course they're going to do it. If they want to make you happy in that moment, of course they're going to do whatever it takes. If you give me a checklist of 9 things that I need to do to get you to forgive me for cheating on you, of course I'm going to do these 9 things. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? If I want you to forgive me, why wouldn't I do these 9 things? But guess what happens in a lot of times in this situation? When you give them a checklist or you give them guidelines on forgiveness, they do that stuff and then they stop. You know what I mean? They do that stuff right there and then they stop. They cut it off. They're done with it completely. They don't put any more work in. They're done. Why would they feel like they don't need to put any more work in? They feel like they don't need to do anything else just in that situation and whatnot. Just in these spaces, in these situations, in these times, like they don't, once they feel like they have put the work in, once they feel like they have checked off all the bullet points, they're going to stop doing it a lot of time, and they're going to expect complete forgiveness and expect you to get over it. Whatever they've done to you, they're going to expect you to be done with it. I've checked off your list. I passed your test and now I'm done. You know, I've done all of this stuff. And now I'm done, so you need to forgive me. If you don't forgive me, you're a horrible person. They're going to check it off, y'all. If you consistently tell them what your boundaries are, they're going to keep violating over and over again, y'all. I'm not telling you not to make your boundaries clear. Your boundaries are for you. Your boundaries are not to course correct somebody else. Your boundaries are to protect you. Boundaries are a fence that you build around your emotional, physical safety, right? Your emotional, physical health. Boundaries are with that fence that you build around there. The boundaries are to keep bad things out. So don't make your boundaries just like, hey, these are a list of my boundaries here. And you keep, if you get them a list of your boundaries, don't, you got to hold them accountable for it, y'all. Hold them accountable. If you're going to get them a list of, tell them what your boundaries are, you know, hold them accountable. You have to. You have to be able to hold the person accountable. Don't get them a list of your boundaries and let them disrespect your boundaries. And then because they'll keep doing it over and over again. Those are not boundaries, y'all. Those are speed bumps. You know what I mean? That's not a boundary. It becomes a speed table. You know, in North Carolina, we have speed tables. It's like a long speed bump. It makes sure you slow down. You know, the speed tables, turn to buy me a car. You go ahead and speed up. The speed bump, it hit you a little bit. A speed table, scratch you up. You know, slow down, y'all. Don't give people, like I said, you give them it's like you're giving them a blueprint to manipulate you with. You know, of course they checked it off. Oh, they did everything I checked off on the list, and they're expecting the treat. It's like a kid, y'all. You give a kid a list of chores, they're going to do the list of chores and stop right there. You know what I mean? You give a narcissistic person a list of things to not do, they're going to do that list of things and be done with it, y'all. It's just like being childish. It's just like being a kid sometimes, you know? They get into that space. They get into that dynamic. They mess with your mental health. You know, it's just like in the beginning of a relationship, y'all, when you're dealing with a narcissist, don't tell them your likes and dislikes a lot of times, because don't tell them why you're single. Like, make them earn your information. Make them earn your forgiveness, because if you give them a checklist, you give them a blueprint, they're just going to do it. If you gave me a blueprint, why wouldn't I just do that type of stuff? If I had no intent on doing any of this stuff, you give me a checklist on how to make you happy, not just for forgiveness. You give me a checklist on how to make you happy. You give me the blueprint to your heart. Even if I didn't plan on doing any of this stuff, if I want your heart, if I want the cheeks, if I want whatever from you, if I want some cheek clapping to happen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to read this blueprint off. Even though I'm not, I don't have any kind of building plans. I'm not even an architect. You know, I'm not even qualified for you, but you just gave me the blueprint. I'm going to do it. Make them earn it. Even if you're already in a relationship with this person, y'all, and they do something horrible to you, make them earn it. Make it be something that they want to do themselves. Because if you want them to do it, not only will they do it sometimes, they're going to make you resent it later on. They're going to resent you for making them do it. You know, they're going to resent you for making them do certain things. They're going to resent you. They're going to hurt you. Like I said, they're going to be angry as hell at you for you being in control. You mean that list of guidelines, that list, that checklist or whatever, that forgiveness list, that forgiveness list, they're going to be angry as hell, because that list shows the fact that you are in control and they are not. You know, most narcissists want control, right? They want to control every single thing, because when you are able to give me a list of things that I have to do, then I am not in control. You are. You know what I mean? I am not in control of anything. You are. You see? If you are telling me what to do, then how am I in control if you're telling me what to do? Think about that. How the hell am I in control of anything? And you are the one setting the guidelines. You're the one setting the rules. Like, I'm not in control. So yeah, they might do it, but then they'll punish you for it. You mean they might check off every single box on their little list. I tell you, hey babe, I deleted my Instagram. I deleted my Facebook. I removed all those whores you told me to remove. Everybody you called a whore, I removed them. Everybody you called a gigolo, I removed them. So I need forgiveness. And then they bump right back into your life. And then they immediately, what happens, y'all? They immediately find a way to take back, to reaffirm control, to regain control in this relationship dynamic. They will do that. They're going to find a way for them to take back power, to take back control, so they don't feel like they are under you. They feel like they are above you. They're going to find some way, shape, or form to do it, y'all. And of course, if you're giving them this, y'all, if you give them a checklist and they do everything on the checklist, and then they do the same behavior over, they're going to just go to the checklist and just start checking stuff like that off again. I wanted to take this trip. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. Y'all, think about this from a different perspective right here, y'all. The fact that you have to give them a checklist on how to make you happy or how to earn your forgiveness shows you that they either really don't know you or they don't really care to know you. You see what I'm saying? Even if you've been in a relationship with this person for a long time, you have to show them how to get forgiveness. You have to show them how to show empathy. You have to show them how to be sincere. You have to show them how to have compassion. You have to show them how to make you happy. You have to show them. Y'all, sooner or later, it's got to resonate within you of who you are actually dealing with. You know what I mean? Again, I'm not telling you to leave your relationship. I'm telling you to take a step back and look at what you have going on here. Look at what you have to do. Look at what you have to sacrifice to be in this relationship dynamic. You know, take a look at it. Sometimes you have to take that out. It's the optics that matter a lot of these times, y'all. Look at the optics. How does this look? How does this feel to you for you to have to be doing all of this stuff? And this person that you're dealing with doesn't have to do much. They just have to do a list of chores. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know what it takes to make you happy. You know, it's damn near weaponized incompetence, y'all. It's damn near weaponized incompetence on how to make, they don't under, I don't know how to make you happy. I really don't. Somebody messaged me right now, throw some coffee. Me over coffee, I was best that person back. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. That's the dynamic. That's the myth. That's really, literally, the mindset of dealing with a narcissistic, toxic person, y'all. Do not give them a checklist, because, of course, they're just going to check things off. If they're like, "Well, I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy," wave that red flag, y'all. You gotta wave it. I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy, y'all. They should know how to make you happy. Y'all been together for years. If they don't know what it takes to make you happy, you got to give them a list of what makes you happy. Again, y'all, take a step back. Look at this relationship dynamic. I'm not telling you to leave. I'm telling you to be safe and make a choice. I'm just trying to provide you the information for you to make a conscientious decision on your own. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning into another episode. Make sure you check out the Self-Love Brand, Impact Over Intent. Impact Over Intent. Bad angle. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the Self-Love Brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. Also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more.